Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Copernall. A severe traffic accident on U.S. Highway 14 resulted in life-threatening injuries and a major road closure on Monday afternoon. According to reports from the Richland County Sheriff's Office, the incident began shortly before 3:40 p.m. when dispatch received calls regarding a Ford Escape driving illegally on the gravel bike trail between Gotham and Twin Bluffs. The driver of that vehicle, 38-year-old Andres Ixta of Gotham, allegedly exited the trail and failed to stop at the stop sign at the intersection of Highway 14 and Twin Bluffs Drive. This maneuver led to a violent collision with a milk truck operated by Wesley Nelson, 59, of Dodgeville. The impact was significant enough to eject Ixta from his vehicle, causing him to sustain severe injuries. Emergency responders requested UW MedFlight to land at the Richland Hospital, from where Ixta was airlifted to UW Hospital for specialized medical care. The driver of the milk truck, Mr. Nelson, remained on the scene and cooperated fully with the sheriff's office during the initial stages of the investigation. The Wisconsin State Patrol was called to the scene to assist local authorities with a commercial vehicle inspection and a formal crash reconstruction to determine the exact mechanics of the collision. Due to the severity of the crash and the extensive investigation required, Highway 14 remained closed to all traffic for over 5 hours. The scene was eventually cleared and the highway reopened at 9:09 p.m. The Richland Center Fire Department, Richland EMS, and Wegner Auto Service assisted at the scene. The Richland County Board of Supervisors has announced a last-minute change to the meeting location for its upcoming session this evening. The meeting, scheduled to begin at 6 p.m., will now take place at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. This decision was made to accommodate the significant community interest surrounding the proposed 765 kilovolt transmission line resolution, as the original boardroom might not have provided sufficient space for the expected attendance. County officials are working to ensure the public remains involved despite the venue change, while every effort is being made to provide a virtual online option for residents who cannot attend in person. The administration cautions that such an option may not be available due to the logistical challenges of the short-notice relocation. Residents are encouraged to attend in person at the Phoenix Center to stay informed on the transmission line developments and other county business. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and Grant County Health Department have confirmed 2 new measles cases in Grant County, escalating the regional total to 36 confirmed and 3 probable cases. This highly contagious airborne virus can linger in the environment for up to 2 hours. Residents should monitor for symptoms like high fever, cough, and a red rash appearing 10 to 21 days after exposure. If symptoms develop, individuals must isolate and call a provider before seeking care. The MMR vaccine remains the most effective defense, offering 97% protection after 2 doses. Health officials urge everyone to verify their vaccination status via the Wisconsin Immunization Registry or a medical provider. Children typically receive doses at age 1 and between ages 4 and 6, while most adults should have at least 1 dose on record. For further assistance or to report concerns, Grant County residents can call 211 or contact the local department at health@co.grant.wi.gov. Monday, September 14th at 1 p.m., the Richland County ADRC will have a free presentation on Medicare at the Richland Health and Human Services Building. This presentation will talk about how and when you should sign up. They break Medicare down into all its parts and let you know what you need to make sure your health needs are covered. This presentation does require you to sign up in advance, as materials will be prepared for all participants. Please call the ADRC at 608-647-4616, no later than September 7th, to save your spot. A post-primary poll is out in the campaign for Wisconsin governor. The bipartisan Badger Battleground poll, commissioned by Platform Communications, finds Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley with a narrow early lead over Congressman Tom Tiffany. The survey of 500 likely voters was conducted through live interviews using a combination of landlines and cell phones August 12th and 13th, immediately after the partisan primaries. Crowley leads Tiffany 48% to 44% statewide, with Tiffany slightly more defined than Crowley. The northern Wisconsin Republican is seen as favorable by 38% of voters, unfavorable by 43%. The Milwaukee Democrat is viewed favorably by 43% of voters, unfavorably by 26%, with 31% not yet knowing enough to form an opinion. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that bonus antlerless harvest authorizations for the 2026 gun deer season became available starting at 10 a.m. Monday, August 17th. Purchases can be made through the Go Wild online portal or at official licensed sales locations. To manage the expected high volume of traffic, an online queuing system was implemented. Customers entering the Go Wild site between 9:45 and 10 a.m. were randomly assigned a spot in a virtual queue, while those arriving after 10 are added to the end of the line in order of arrival. Hunters are reminded that they must have a valid deer hunting license approval and must identify their specific deer management zone and unit, as well as whether they will be hunting on public or private land before completing a purchase. The sales schedule is organized by zone to streamline the process. The forest zones, northern and central, led the sales on the 17th, followed by the central farmland zone today and the southern farmland zone tomorrow. By August 20th, authorizations for all remaining zones will be available for purchase. Authorizations are sold at a rate of one per person per day. The cost is set at $12 for Wisconsin residents, $20 for non-residents, and $5 for youth hunters ages 11 and under. Additionally, beginning this year, all users with existing Go Wild accounts are required to use their established username and password for login. New users will be prompted to create these credentials to access their accounts. Hunters are encouraged to verify their account information and review the current deer management unit maps prior to the start of the sales period to ensure a smooth transaction. Today's $50 winners in the Grace Calendar raffle drawing are on ticket 3392 from Arena, Deb Anderson, and on ticket 3444, Juanita Persinger from Richland Center. Vital statistics right after this.